Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston, at PBakerNYC on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you do follow me as I do post content daily. Today, we're going to touch on the Million Dollar Challenge. I think it's going to be a good episode because, you know, we started the Million Dollar Challenge last year. And, you know, I wasn't consistent with it. And that's my apology to you guys out there. So we're going to relaunch it. You know, we're relaunching the Million Dollar Challenge. And we're going to do something special this year. You know, we're going to do everything we can to reach our goal. So the Million Dollar Challenge is to get $1 million in 365 days. But the real truth of the goal is not about just the finance. It's really like you're reaching for the goal, you're overdoing and trying to achieve it any ways possible, but it's really to create a level of productivity and a mindset on producing income that may be outside of your bounds and things of that nature. So we're going to get into it today. That's like the biggest thing of the day is the Million Dollar Challenge. Hashtag MDIN365. We're relaunching it today, February 3rd, 2020. So I want you guys with me. We're going to go into diving. How can we participate in the Million Dollar Challenge? How is it going to work? And we'll go from there. Let's go. Let's do it. All right. We're back. So I wanted to talk about what the Million Dollar Challenge is, what the goal of it is, and how we can participate in it as a community, right? Because, you know, I look at different challenges. There's all kind of fitness challenges and different things. And we're going to add all of that into it. But I wanted to relaunch this challenge, because I feel like it will change our lives for the better. You know, it's not all about the money. It's about the steps it takes to get there, right? So the goal, what the Million Dollar Challenge technically is doing anything and everything you can legally to make $1 million in 365 days. So that's one whole year. So from this day to that day. So we're starting off February 3rd until February 2nd of next year would be 365 total days. And the idea is, like, you know, the average person can participate in it, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're not an entrepreneur, because you can look at your income and say, okay, I'm going to make $50,000 on my salary this year. What can I do to create more income and be more productive and be more efficient while being productive, right? And that's the goal. So you may not reach, you're taking the $1 million challenge, but you may not reach $1 million, but it's the productivity and the things you're doing, the steps you're taking to get there, and that drive and that self-determination, that force that's going to help you to create an income you haven't seen in your entire life if you can push yourself to get there. Because you look at it like, if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a business and you're starting from zero, and it's like, what is it going to take me to get there? If you have a business and you've been making $150,000, $250,000, then how do I increase my profits and my sales there together, you know, to get to the next level, to achieve the goals that I want to reach? And then you focus on getting to that goal, and wherever you land, as long as you land better than you land before, that's going to be a reward in itself. So that's the idea of what the Million Dollar Challenge is. And the idea of us doing it together as a community, you know, I really love your participation in this together. I'm really focusing on putting it together. I'm thinking about creating a Facebook group. I will. But for now, it's on Instagram. And what I'm doing now is just having people hashtag things they're doing to reach their goals. And this is what I mean. You know, we all have the knowledge we know, but there's the information we don't know that might be holding us back. So, you know, whatever books you may be reading, that would be something to hashtag $1 million challenge 365. I just read this new book that gave me a new idea. Anytime you do something that's different from what you usually do, you know, you wrote a book, you know, write the book, put it out there, hashtag MDIN365, and let's give each other positive encouragement and so we can grow together to reach this, to achieve this challenge, to make this challenge happen for all of us. Because the idea is we want to create new habits and create productive behaviors that help us to grow and develop and create income streams that can benefit us long run and help us live the lifestyle that we want to live genuinely and be free financially in some sense. You know, I mean, I don't think you ever are totally financially free, because, you know, if you acquire something, you probably, your appetite gets larger and you want to eat some more. So I don't know. It depends. You know, we're all reaching for the goal. We all want to build generational wealth. These are the things that we think about, we talk about, and this is how we want to participate. So it's that, and we communicate through that, and then we'll start these chats and these groups and just get people to, you know, whatever they do, if you decided that you wanted to add workers for your business to help you get to your goal, if you decided you started an online business to help you get to your goal, or a side business to help you get to your goal, whatever it is, I don't know. But whatever your goal is going to be, my goal is MDIN365, and that's what we're hashtagging. But your goal may not be the same. Your goal may be 250, 500,000. You just want to push yourself to get to the next level financially. And I think that's the key for us. So the challenge is going to develop as the community develops, and we want to do it that way. But I just want everybody to, you know, as we relaunch this campaign, and I'll tell you some of the things I did wrong. One thing is I didn't find a way to engage everybody. And the second thing is, besides engaging anybody, I wasn't consistent myself. You know, what I want you to do, and I think this is very important, is keeping a journal. A journal, your MDIN 365, Million Dollar Challenge in 365 Days Challenge book. I want you to keep a journal, and I want you to write every day, what did you do to get towards that goal? I want you to just track everything you've done, and for 365 days you're going to track everything you've done to reach your goal, and then that'll be your journal, your testament of what you've done. And then whether you fail or you succeed, you can go back and look. And the idea is to write in it every day. Take 5 minutes. You don't have to write a book, you don't have to write 2-3 pages. You're just going to take 5 minutes and say, this is what I did, I could have did this, I should have did this, or I did this on my way. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. That's what you want to write down in there. So keep a little journal, start your challenge, and we're going to get through this together, because I really believe that it's going to be growth and development. This is part of our growth and development, and it's going to help us to develop habits that are so strong and so in line that we will reach that threshold eventually. You know, whether you do it this year or next year, you keep pushing yourself to get better and better and better and better. And that's the goal. They say the first $1 million is the hardest to hit. So we have to hit it. And then after that, we take it to the next level. All right. So that's the key. So we're going to, anything you do towards your goal, I want you to post it, share it in our community, hashtag MDIN365. Share message with me at PBakerMIC on Instagram and Twitter. And then we're gonna create our MDIN365 group. We'll maybe do it on Facebook. We'll see. I'll develop that over time. But for now, I just want you to hashtag everything you do. I'm going to like it. I'm going to share it. And let's share each other. Give each other positive encouragement. Share each other's ideas and stories, their books, or whatever they're doing in their business. Let's share it together and grow together and try to build this thing together. So I hope you guys enjoy that. I'm going to do this weekly. So Mondays will be my weekly tap-in on the MDIN 365 challenge. So that's 52 weeks of $1 million challenge talk. So get ready to hear my voice, because we're going to do every week. I'm going to give you an update on what I did in the previous week right here on this podcast, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did, events I may have went to, all that kind of stuff. Anything that I feel will help me get to my space, to where I want to be, I'm going to share that with you. And I'm also going to be hashtagging it and posting a lot about it on the Instagram. And we'll go from there. So, guys, tune in. I want you to join us. Join me. Let's do this. Let's grow together. Like I said, we're a community. We're growing together. It's all about that. It's all about growth and development. We're going to have some interviews coming up. And other than that, guys, have a great week. All right? Have a great week. Go out there and kill it. You know, kill it on your job. Kill it on your business. Whatever you do, just go out there and be the best you can be. Give all that good, positive energy out there. And then just on your way to your success, encourage somebody. All right? Have a great one. Hey, hey, guys. I want to talk to you about legacyfirst.org. Legacyfirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me, and life insurance, having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your everything, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of nature. And we help you with that. So legacyfirst.org, we start off with risk management. Then we talk about finances and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands. All right. So reach out again. Check out the website, legacyfirst.org. Legacyfirst.org.